I don't like to sell, especially what I've produced. It's very hard. It's easy for some people, but I can't do it. And so I didn't really explore a lot of... I'm not sure that it would have taken hold. I'm not sure I would have succeeded.
Have you, since 1968, written any other verses commercially, or are you... I understand that you're presently working on some women's writings.
I'm working now on... I started in January. I decided that I had to do something. Well, my life became a bit more complicated. My mother died, and my father moved in with us. And this made it even harder for me to try to do my own things. And I decided that no matter what, before I went to bed every night, I was going to write two lines of verse, a couplet. Well, that's not much. But that's what I'm doing now. And the thrust, the subject, the topic is women. Children of New Hope was mainly aimed at children. It was my response to children. This one, I've become interested in, well, my husband's mother was a suffragette and one of the charter organizers of the National Organization for Women. So every time we go up there, we get a big dose of women's problems, and she has written a lot, and Wellesley College is going to get all of her papers. So I have this background, and finally, our son's girlfriend got me interested in the Equal Rights Amendment. And I am really concerned that this pass. It is not going to change things quickly, which is, I mean, anyone who thinks so is disillusioned.
Do you think that you'll try very hard to get these published and circulated, maybe more so than you did with your poems of children or your other artwork? And do you feel
I might. It depends on what it looks like when it's finished. Mm-hmm. I started January 1st and I'll stop December 31st.
I remember you speaking that it was of Bucks County women. You're drawing from the resources.
The resources are more general. It's more just the topic, women. Now, in terms of Bucks County and what Bucks County has offered me, when I came to Bucks County, I didn't know what Bucks County was. But there was another teacher at New Hope who used to say, New Hope is a magic place. And I knew what he meant. He was the art teacher in the high school. Because I felt it too. There is, although right now I'm not sure it's that magic. But I think that Bucks County, in a sense, is a more magic place than many other places in the country. I think partly because of what it is, because of the people who are in it. Now, they haven't influenced me personally that much, but I keep hoping that the fact that I'm here is going to someday make a difference. In other words, that something will happen to me that wouldn't have happened if I hadn't been here.
So you say that your chances as an individual are greater in this county than they would be somewhere
else? I don't know
yet.
You know, I don't know yet. And whether it'll be when I'm alive or when I'm dead, I don't know. But I just have a feeling that New Hope is a magic place. Maybe not New Hope so much anymore, but Bucks County is, I think it is. It is that. It has that. Of course, we have faith in a lot of things. You know, we have faith as individuals in many strange things. And my believing this, well, it helps keep me going. But whether my faith is justified or not is something mm-hmm. that I don't know at this point.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that you receive, there are a lot of people that have your similar sympathies and ideas in Bucks County about the ERA and about your women's writings?
No, I don't think so. I think that Bucks County at this point, by and large, is going with the element that's going to the right, that is more conservative and reactionary. I don't know why, except that it's a national trend. I have hopes that Bucks County will be able to pull out of it maybe a little earlier than the rest of the country, but I don't know.
What do you?
I don't know.
Getting back to you as an artist, what do you think your ideal is as an artist? What is your own motivation to be working in this way?
Well, the main thing I think that I want to do is to communicate. That is, after all, what art is for. And I've just been reading Aldous Huxley's On Art and Artists, which is a drab looking book on the library shelf with a brown library cover. And I don't know why I took this. It has some excellent essays in it on art. One of the things that I just read was that artists are inherently teachable and also inherently teachers. So that I think what's happening is that the teaching that I did, I'm going to continue to do. Jane Betsy said to me once, she said, "You're going to teach wherever you are." Mm-hmm. And I think in a sense this is what I'm trying to do with the art that I do.